I don't know if you have a job interview today or not, but here are some things that you may.
Thank you.
You know, that's just a little, you know, hey, subtle way of asking, I guess.
Nope, I'm pretty good.
All right, so here are some things though, and this is I love seeing these sort of things because you could be secretly judged in your interview. It's like the nonverbal things that you do in an interview could make or break whether you get the job.
Okay.
So, for example, there's something a lot of hiring managers do. They offer you water, right? And,
okay.
And so if you say, yes, I'd like some water, thank you, it makes you seem confident.
Oh, really?
But, however, if you drink the water too fast, it makes you look nervous. So the idea is, yes, you say yes to wanting water, but then you just sip it, you know.
Gotcha. So
yeah.
Don't chug. Chug is nervous.
Yeah, chug is nervous.
Sip is confident.
And don't do the polite thing and say, oh, no, thanks, I'm okay.
Okay.
Because that could actually work against you. But
okay, so take the water, sip the water, don't chug the water.
Yeah, yeah. These are kind of like secret things that you could be judged for in a job interview. Another one is maybe they are looking at your resume and they're like, oh, you worked at 99.7 DJX. Do you know Ben?
No, I do not know Ben.
And
I don't know him at all.
And it's a...
I don't know who that is.
I never heard of him. Sounds like a hack if you ask me. No, but the hiring manager may pretend to know a non-existent person at one of your old jobs.
Oh, dang.
So if they're like, okay, well, Ben's... That's a bad example. But it'd be like, all right, so... you worked, you know, at 99.7 DJX. Did you know Carol?
Oh, yeah, Carol. Carol was great.
Yeah.
I loved Carol.
Yeah, and so if you say that, then it's like, all right, liar, you're out.
Oh, if you pretend you know someone because they just made up Carol.
Yes, exactly.
And that's, oh.
Yes.
Sneaky.
There's this one that I thought was very, a little devious, but it is trying to see how much of a team player you could be. And so this, if you walk, it, say you're, you are interviewing for a job at a restaurant. Okay. And the manager, you walk in to meet the manager at the restaurant and there is a broom on the floor there in the restaurant. Maybe it's before your interview, you get there. If you pick it up and rest it against the, you know, the wall or whatever, that's good. But if you walk by it and step over it and don't do anything, nope.
Really?
Isn't that wild? Because I was legitimately thinking about that myself and going, I might just leave it where it is.
Yeah, you would step over it 1,000%.
I'm thinking that. I'm not getting that job because I'm like, well, that's probably where it is. It's there for a reason.
Right. Well, it's the same thing. Like if you're in a store and you see like a kid drop something, mom didn't notice, you go pick it up and give it to them.
Say, yeah,
you dropped this.
It's that sort of thing. Yeah. Yeah. So I love hearing about this stuff. Like those little things that you may be judged for outside of just the normal questions in an interview, you know?
Okay.
There's another one that some hiring managers do. They ask a question that really doesn't have a correct answer. You know? They just want to see how you're going to answer it.
All right. Check your creativity, maybe?
Maybe.
Problem solving?
You know, how many golf balls would fit in a school bus?
Good Lord, I don't know. Is that part of the job? Because I'm not going to be good at that.
So they're asking, apparently the reason they ask is to see if people would just toss out a number.
Oh.
Like 800,000 golf balls or if they would say, well, that answer is going to vary based on the size of the school bus and, you know, all that. So it could be anywhere between, you know, 1,000 and 50,000, you know, based on the size of the school bus.
I would have no idea of a ballpark for that one. I would have zero idea.
Kelly just be sitting there blinking her eyes going,
I would see myself out. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. I didn't know I was going to have to do math.
I'll be going now. Mathing is not my thing, and if that's required, I'm out.
Oh shoot! And then the one of the last little tricks that they say is especially if there's someone there at reception or at the front desk or whatever, mm-hmm. when you go in and check in for your interview and stuff like that, the hiring manager will always ask the receptionist or whoever's at the front desk, hey, how did that person seem?
Were they polite?
Were they nice? Were they polite? Were they just fiddling on their phone? What were they doing?
Did they treat you like that you were beneath them?
Yeah, I was going to say, did they treat you with respect? Things like that. So, all some fun little, like, insider information there.
From the get-go, you're being judged.
Yeah.
Just FYI.
Yeah. So, Kelly, when you do get that interview,
should I be seeking out interviews? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
I'm just like trying to see where you are in your life.
I haven't interviewed in almost 26 years, so I'm a little rusty.
Uh-huh. So anyways, just know that okay. Jumping in, hey, you know, it's we're in media, Kelly, this could change in any second, so
right, because I don't know if you recall, but on my resume at the bottom where it, you know, it says kind of what your education is, I put edumacation. That was my title because I wanted to be funny.
Okay.
I can't believe,
Kelly,
I got the job.
I hope you have this job until you decide to retire as a grandma. Because you're not going to be able to get another job.